You're tracking the wrong metrics. When it comes to your podcast, I know that everyone tells you that you should be looking at your download numbers, or maybe no one has actually even told you that. Maybe you're just thinking, surely that's how I track how my podcast is going. And yes, that is one key part of it, but there is so much more to actually looking at how your podcast is going, how it's growing, if it's growing, what it's doing. And I want to go through the other things that you should be looking at for your podcast to see the actual impact of your show. So let's go through some of the key things that we look at for our PodCoach members. Number one, okay, it's normal. We look at the podcast numbers. We go into the back end of the podcast host. We like to use Captivate, Omni Studio, and Buzzsprout as the hosts. I like with Omni Studio that you can go all the way down to the hour, so you can see kind of when your key areas or key hours for releasing might be. Buzzsprout and Captivate don't go that far in, but I do find that Omni Studio, especially for dynamic ad insertion, gets quite expensive. So I like to use Captivate as my preferred method. If we look at the actual stats in the back end of there, you can start to track 7-day downloads, 30-day downloads, and 90-day downloads, so that we can track, firstly, what kind of consistency you've got within people that tune in regularly. So that's normally within that 7-day kind of realm, to then how a particular episode is tracking over a longer period of time, which means normally that it's coming up in search results or you're doing some work elsewhere that has meant that older episodes are starting to resurface and people are getting links to it. So if you track each individual episode over a longer period of time and collate that data, you can start to see what the actual trends are for your audience. Now, the next thing we want to have a look at is the actual categories that you are recording within and looking at how many people or what the kind of download numbers are for a category. So a pillar, in my words, would be if you're a podcast that is focused on health and wellness, for example, you might have sort of five key things that you talk about. Maybe one of them is mental health, physical health, spirituality, nutrition. And maybe you have one that's kind of guided meditations. So if you look at those pillars, what you can do is you can start to map out when you're recording an episode, you can decide, okay, this is my mental health pillar. And if you record multiple episodes that are for a mental health pillar, you can look at how they perform against other pillars over a long period of time. And then that gives you a trend to see what episodes are actually going really well for your audience. What do they click on more? What do they listen to more? We often find, especially for the health and wellness space, that if you have guided meditations, they normally track pretty high because people like things they can just put on, listen to, and they will repeat. They will go back and listen to them multiple times. Now, on that, the next thing that you should track is your overall average consumption rate. Now you can track that in the back end of Apple Podcasts, and I have done an episode on your consumption rate quite a while ago, actually, if you go back through our videos and on podcast platforms. Overall, a kind of gist of it would be that how long are people listening to your podcast for before they tune out? And this is only data at this time for Apple Podcasts. Spotify doesn't have that kind of metric in there at the moment, but I'm sure it will be something that's coming. So if you have a higher percentage of people that are like on a different platform to Apple, then it won't be as good for you, the actual collection of that data, because you might not have as many reference points for it. But the reason why you want to track that particular information is if you've got a consumption rate that's sitting around, you know, 50, 60%, that's pretty low. And it means that people aren't getting all the way to the end of your episode. They're getting kind of halfway before they're like, yeah, okay, I've heard enough. That can be that you've provided enough value in that short space of time and they feel like they've learnt the thing. Or it can be that you're boring. It can be that the topic's boring, that the guest is boring, that they actually don't want to listen to anymore, which makes me a bit sad. So if you track that information, again, per episode, you can start to have a look at over time, what are the episodes that people aren't really enjoying? What are the episodes that people are switching off? And then do less of them or record shorter episodes for the things that you feel like people are kind of zoning out for and they don't really get all the way to the end of. now we've kind of covered downloads and we've covered consumption rate. But the next thing that we want to track are a lot more of these intangible things that you don't think to actually track that we here at BME Media, for our PodCoach members, we track obsessively just to look at how things are going over time. So I want you to make a note at day one when you start tracking what your social following is on whatever social platform that you're on. Then I want you to track day 30, day 60, day 90 on all those platforms as well. Why would you track those things? If you are sharing things from your podcast on those platforms, that's going to help those platforms grow. And if it's part of your broader strategy to have a bigger social following, to have more people, more eyeballs, you want to be able to track and see what those things are actually doing within the social channels. So we go steps further than here's the actual followers that you have, but we look at the individual snippets that are being released over those periods, how many likes they get, how many comments they get, how many subscribers you get for all of the social channels. And we see how that's growing or if it's growing over time. We look at how many extra comments you're getting and the DMs, stuff that's being transferred from creating, from sharing that repurposed content from your podcast on your social channels. Because the thing you have to remember is that podcasting is a marketing channel for whatever else is going on in your business. If the podcast, its only job is to be entertainment, that is the whole thing, that there isn't some other business creating around it, that podcasting is the business, that's a little bit different. But you still need to track all those other things, and it is still serving as marketing. So that's why it's important for you to go, okay, yeah, I'm getting this many downloads, but if I share and if I repurpose properly, what else is happening? What other activity am I having on all my other channels? The other thing I like to say is you should be sharing things to LinkedIn if it's part of your strategy, if it makes sense for you, if you're sort of more B2B. Articles, LinkedIn articles, Medium articles, and track the data on the back end of all of those as well. How many reads are you getting? How many likes are you getting? How many shares are you getting? Oh, there's so many things that you can track within those social platforms to see how things are actually going over there as well. Because I can bet you that if those things are growing, you are making more sales. You're making more sales than you think from your podcast. All you've been doing up until this point is just relying on what the download numbers are telling you, but you're not looking at all the other places that people are actually engaging with your podcast as a repurposable machine. This is all to say you should be repurposing your podcast in every way possible. Don't just release the podcast episode and then be done with it. What else can you do with it? For our clients, especially on our bigger packages, that gets really interesting because we can repurpose on a much bigger level all the things for your podcast. It's an investment for you to do that, for us to do that for you, but the results that you get are a lot better because the marketing that you're able to do around it, it's more of a machine and it's more fun too. So we've gone through audio download podcast stats, consumption rate, your social channels, all the social channels, everything that you're tracking within the actual individual video snippets, how they're all going, any articles that you're sharing, anything that you're sharing at all, carousel posts, graphics, anything to do with the podcast, I want you to track that. And I want you to have a look at how it's actually resulting in more sales, in more activity than you think it is. And then I want you to go a little bit further. And I want you to look at your newsletter. If you have a newsletter, look at the click-through rate on the newsletter at day one, day 60 to day 90 and beyond. But what I want you to do is make sure that with that email newsletter, you're making it really easy for that person to click through from your newsletter to your podcast. And one of the best ways to do that is mention the podcast, put a graphic in if you like, but give them one thing to click on, whether that's read the full transcript, and then they click through and it takes them to your website where you have the full transcript. Don't give them too many options. Don't give them listen on here, listen to Apple, listen on Spotify. Don't do that. There's too many things for them to click on and they're already on a newsletter. Give them one way to engage with your podcast and track how that click-through works. So check your attribution, make sure you've got something linked there so that you can see how it actually goes and builds on over time. I'll also want you to be on YouTube. And if you're not there already, please make some moves to get there. That can be an audio-only podcast where all you're doing is you are just feeding through your RSS feed to the back end of YouTube, and then it just gives you all the audio episodes in there. That's fine. You can do that. It's a great place to start. But you'll see more traction, I would say almost definitely, if you actually do a video version like I am right now of your podcast. Then you're able to track a lot more juicy stuff if it's the back end of YouTube where the analytics are actually insane. There are so many things that you can look at within YouTube to see how people found you, what words they were searching for, how long they're watching for, again, what the retention rate is. That gets really fun to then be able to see more data around your podcast because it's on video, because it's easier for people to connect with, because you can supply graphics that people will click on and you can do a lot more SEO targeting and keyword sort of searching there, you can start to see again how the podcast is performing, not just on audio, but engaging with a completely different audience that aren't audio listeners. They don't listen to podcasts. They go to YouTube to learn something like you are right now. Hi, you're learning right now on YouTube. Isn't that just mind-blowing? So that's why I say it's important to be there on YouTube and also make sure you're tracking the things on YouTube. How many views are you getting? How long are they watching for? And know that how long they watch for is going to be very different to how long they listen for. So your consumption rate on audio platforms is going to be much better than your consumption rate on video. It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. People kind of get bored or they click off. They've got too many other distractions. When it's on video, they have other tabs open. They're doing other things at the same time. They've got all the information they need. They can skip through because there's chapter markers and find what they actually need. There's so many reasons why people will just stop on YouTube or on video versus audio. And so don't be sort of upset if you're not getting the amount of consumption rate there. You should feel excited by the fact that you're engaging with a completely new audience on YouTube that can allow you to just track completely different metrics over a really specified amount of time, and you can see how all those things are going. Now we've got audio podcast downloads, we've got consumption rate, we've got social channels and the individual posts that you're doing on the platforms. We've got the newsletter subscribers, the click-through rate. We have now got YouTube and the analytics around YouTube. And then ultimately, also at the end of the day, we want to look at things like, depending on your business, how many calls, discovery calls people are booking in. And so you should have a specified link somewhere that is on all your podcast stuff, like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and then on YouTube or anywhere else you want to put it, where you can track this particular thing. Book a discovery call with me if it makes sense for your business to have that particular link. Then you can look at the amount of people that are clicking through from that link to actually booking in a call with you. And that again gives you a different metric of, okay, this is actually coming from the podcast. This person has come from the podcast. Then you can also track if you have a form that people fill out on your website somewhere, make sure you have a little like drop down thing. Where did you find us? And make sure podcast is one of the things that they can click on. And then track that. How many do you get in a month, in a 60-day, 90-day period of people that have come through to you, learn about you, want to work with you on the basis of your podcast as well? This isn't even an exhaustive list. I could actually go further into the other things that you can track for your podcast. I don't want you to focus on that one thing of audio download numbers. It's all the other ways that people can connect with you and feel like they know you, like you, trust me. The same way I hope that you know, like, and trust me now. If you've looked at more episodes on my YouTube channel, if you've listened to multiple episodes on my podcast, or maybe it's the first time. Hopefully, I'm feeling good to you that would make you then want to work with us here at Bambi Media in some way. We have multiple ways to do that. We don't take on many clients. We have a very full roster, but we do have the Pod Coach experience, which I mentioned at the beginning of this video as well. We take on a small cohort of people where we track basically what I have just described to you in full. We listen to every episode that you record. You don't have to be a client of ours to do this. We listen to every episode you record. We track how you're going. We look at your episode titles. We track all the data. We give you feedback on a whole bunch of different elements like your content, the actual audio quality, the production value, what your video snippets or your social snippets look like, a whole bunch of things. And then every week we give you feedback on each of those things and then track all the things that I've mentioned just now on the back end through a fancy spreadsheet that we use as well, and check in with you to see how you develop over at least a 3-month period. So the Pod Coach is really cool for that. If you've just watched this or listened to this whole thing and you're like, oh my God, that's, I have to track all that stuff. Like, what a pain in my ass. We can do it for you. So just know that is something that you can do. You can go to bambimedia.com/podcoach and you can apply. As I said, we take small cohorts so that we can give you really tailored, structured feedback. We don't want a lot at once. So know that there's an application only, and then we will get in touch with you to see if you actually meet the requirements that we have to work with you in that manner. That doesn't feel like something you want to do right now, that's fine. Go yourself. Go and put together some sort of spreadsheet where you can go and feel like you can track everything and get a really good handle on what it is you should actually be doing, what it is you should be focusing on. Where are the things that you're falling down? Is it your episode titles? Are your show notes not good enough because people aren't getting to find you? They can't search for you because your show notes kind of don't have key phrases, don't have keywords. Are you not providing certain aspects that someone is really wanting to learn about from you as well? Track all these things. And I can guarantee you, if you track them over a long enough period of time and you are open to feedback, you are self-critiquing if you don't have someone like us here at Bambi Media critiquing for you, if you understand that you need improvement and then make those improvements and track again and again and again, there is no way you can lose. There is no way you won't grow. I promise you. So think about that. Get the right metrics in place. Okay, bye.